Good morning, this is John Alls, and I want to welcome you on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. You know, for those of you that may not be familiar with our church, I'd like to take just a minute this week to give you a quick history. Back in the late 1960s, there were several families that joined together under the authority of Faith Baptist Church, which is located in Lynn, Arkansas, and they started a mission work out of Wentzville, Missouri. Now, through the authority of Faith Baptist Church, this mission was then organized into a church somewhere around 1970 and became known as Independence Baptist Church. Now, in the early 1970s, we did relocate to our current location at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri. Now, Brother Wayne Reynolds has been our pastor since 1989 and had actually been one of the founding members back in the late 60s. You know, and throughout all these years, our main focus at Independence Baptist Church has been, of course, to serve God as best we can and to search His scriptures and to do whatever it is that He wants us to do. And if you'd like more details about what we believe, you can log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And from this website, you can read our statement of faith, as well as many other books and articles about what we believe. Now, for many years now, the Lord has blessed and has allowed us to have this radio broadcast every Sunday morning. And today, Pastor Reynolds will be continuing on a topic he actually started a couple of weeks ago. Now, the title of the message that he's been preaching is called The Donkey That Was Loved, and it deals with the topic of substitution. Now, through this message and through the Old Testament example of sacrifice, Pastor Reynolds has pointed out our need for a substitute because of the hidden problem that we have. And, of course, that hidden problem is our condition of being a sinner. And, of course, the substitute, and only possible substitute for us, is Christ. You know, He came, He lived a perfect life, He died on the cross for my sins, He arose the third day, and He arose to be victorious over death. You know, and He is the perfect and only substitute that we can have. Now, the original text that we started with a couple weeks ago was found in Exodus chapter 34, verses 19 and 20. And the main part that we've been dealing with was in verse 20, which states, "But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck." Now, last week, we finished by having Pastor Reynolds point out how much God must have loved us, you know, in order to make the substitution that He did. You know, He sent His only begotten Son to redeem us. And I want you to think about that in a personal manner. He sent His only begotten Son to redeem you. You need to repent and believe and accept the gift that He's offered. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds and let him go ahead and continue on this topic of substitution.
In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." This is Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who came into the world and gave His life a ransom for us because we've got a problem we cannot fix. And it's a sin problem. We cannot get rid of it. It'll hound us unto the lake of fire. If we try to, we can wrestle with it all we want to wrestle with it. But we cannot get rid of it. You can try to live a good life, but you cannot even think right. We need a source outside ourselves to give us that power to even believe in Christ. Who he said in verse 6, "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation." This is the humbling of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Remember, He's not the only Son of God, because we're all sons when we're saved. We're adopted into the family. But Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, or man, at men, it says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. You understand here that there's substitution that's taking place. And this Israelite, when he looked at the lamb and he looked at the donkey, and he made the decision, I want the donkey, and the only way to get the donkey and to keep the donkey is that I kill the lamb. And the lamb had to be killed in place of the donkey. And the farmer would take his knife, and instead of cutting the throat of the donkey, of course he's going to break the neck of the donkey. I'm just talking about he would take the knife, and then he would kill that lamb by slitting its throat. And the blood would flow from the throat of that slain lamb, just as Jesus Christ shed his blood, that sinners in substitution can be saved. That's the picture that's given. It's of Christ and what he's done for us on the cross of Calvary. That's what it's about. Because folks, we need help. And that help is only in Jesus Christ. It is in nothing else, no other way. Look what it says here in verse 8, that Jesus Christ became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, the most horrendous death that could ever be. When they would take a man because of righteous sentence, supposedly, but in Christ's case, not righteous. Those two that died on either side of Christ, they did die because they were righteously condemned to die. But Jesus Christ was innocent. He had no sin. He had nothing wrong with him. But he knew that there was something wrong with us. And he would give his life a ransom that we might have eternal salvation. Most horrendous death possible, to take a man and lay him down on an old piece of wood and take big nails and drive into his hands and into his feet. And Christ had already gone through a cruel trial that night before, where they had lied about him, brought up false witnesses who couldn't even keep their story straight before a rigged jury, if you would. Of course, there wasn't no jury, but they were, it's all rigged. Jesus Christ himself having to state the final condemnation because they couldn't get it right. Had that cruel crown of thorns upon his head. We can think of the physical pain of anguish and anguish that Christ went through as he suffered death for us. But I don't think that even scratches the surface. We could talk about how that his diaphragm was moved and how that as he hung there on the cross of Calvary, that he had trouble breathing, and then he had to raise himself up, pressing against the nails that was in his flesh to even breathe. We could talk about all of that, but it doesn't even scratch the surface. Because the greatest suffering of all was that Jesus Christ, who is the sinless one, bore our sins in our place and was rejected of his Father, so we wouldn't have to be rejected. That's what he's stating here in verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You know why Jesus did that? He did that to fix the problem that's inside you that's hidden. But you know it's there. And it's the problem of sin. It's a problem of bad thoughts. It's a problem when you want to do right and you can't do right. It's a problem that continually rises up within you, that you are condemned eternally before a most holy, righteous God, that you're going to go to hell when you die. You know that. And as much as you try to fix what's wrong, you just can't get it fixed. You struggle to do right. You want to do right. But within you, there seems to be no power to do right. You need Jesus. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. And through Him is how you're going to find eternal hope, eternal salvation. It's only going to be through Jesus Christ. Jesus came into the world conceived of the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary. He was born of a virgin, and that's important. A lot of people pass over that today, but it's important because Jesus is not of this world. He's of a heavenly world. And He came to take us to a heavenly world. That's Jesus. He is our substitute. Because He died and was forsaken of the Father, we don't have to die the spiritual death. We're going to die the physical death, but we don't have to die the spiritual death. You know, there are two deaths. There are two deaths. Look in the book of Revelation. There's two deaths. Revelation chapter 20. The Bible said in verse 14, this is the second death. There's a fleshly death that comes because of sin. There's a fleshly death that comes upon this body because of sin. But let me tell you, folks, there's a spiritual death that comes because of sin. And it's much worse. The Bible said in Revelation 20 and verse 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. It's either this, you see. It's either that Jesus will pay the price in your substitution, or you will go to the lake of fire in the second death, and you will suffer throughout all eternity in that condition, never being able to pay for your sins because you're still a sinner and you're going to continue to sin even in hell. That's the lesson of Exodus 34. That's the lesson that's given there. Way back in the Old Testament. It's a lesson of substitution. Let me ask you, and I trust that you'll come face to face with the issue. Where are you going to spend eternity? You have a life. Everyone here, everyone in this building, and everyone outside this building has a life. But you're privileged to come and hear the message about the donkey that was loved.
You know, I have a question for you personally, and I need to know if you have ever came to the place of knowing that you actually needed a substitute. You know, without seeing your need of a Savior, you'll never be saved. We have to first come to the place of knowing that we're lost and knowing that we need to be redeemed. You know, and if you have any questions about that, you can contact us. We'd love to share more information with you about it. You know, the best way would, of course, would be for you to come and join us for services on Sunday or Wednesday. Our Wednesday night Bible study is going to start at 7 p.m., and our Sunday services will be starting today at 10 o'clock. With a Sunday school, and then followed by worship services at 11. And then we also have Sunday afternoon services, which start at 4 o'clock with a prayer meeting, and then worship services at 4:30. You know, and as I mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast, you can also log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And from that website, there's a lot of books and articles that you can download free of charge that tell you about our beliefs what we believe about the Bible. You know, and if you want us to print and mail you a copy, there is a charge to do that to cover the printing and the shipping costs. But we do encourage you to log in, and you can download copies of those for yourself for free. No charge for any of that whatsoever. Well, our time is up for today, but we do still have one more week on this topic. So be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the final message on the donkey that was loved.